and bent his head to his book again, saying, Now the petal of the flower of Moly hath a name, which is Yebera, and so also the sepal, which is Partonath. And stem, and leaf, and root hath each his name. But under his tree the archmage Ged, who knew all the names of Moly, withdrew his sending, and stretching out his legs more comfortably and keeping his eyes shut, presently fell asleep in the leaf-spotted sunlight. The school on Roke is where boys who show promise in sorcery are sent from all the inner lands of Earthsea to learn the highest arts of magic. There they become proficient in the various kinds of sorcery, learning names and runes and skills and spells, and what should and what should not be done, and why. And there, after long practice, and if hand and mind and spirit all keep pace together, they may be named wizard and receive the staff of power. True wizards are made only on Roke. Since there are sorcerers and witches on all the isles, and the uses of magic are as needful to their people as bread and as delightful as music, so the school of wizardry is a place held in reverence. The 9 mages who are the masters of the school are considered the equals of the great princes of the archipelago. Their master, the warden of Roke, the archmage, is held to be accountable to no man at all, except the king of all the isles, and that only by an act of fealty, by heart's gift, for not even a king could constrain so great a mage to serve the common law if his will were otherwise. Yet even in the kingless centuries, the archmages of Roke kept fealty and served that common law. All was done on Roke as it had been done for many hundreds of years. A place safe from all trouble, it seemed, and the laughter of boys rang in the echoing courts and down the broad, cold corridors of the great house. Arryn's guide about the school was a stocky lad whose cloak was clasped at the neck with silver, a token that he had passed his novicehood and was a proven sorcerer, studying to gain his staff. He was called Gamble, because, said he, my parents had 6 girls, and the 7th child, my father said, was a gamble against fate. He was an agreeable companion, quick of mind and tongue. At another time Arryn would have enjoyed his humor, but today his mind was too full. He did not pay him very much attention, in fact, and Gamble, with a natural wish to be given credit for existence, began to take advantage of the guest's absent-mindedness. He told him strange facts about the school, and then told him strange lies about the school, and to all of them Arryn said, Oh, yes, or I see, until Gamble thought him a royal idiot. Of course they don't cook in here, he said, showing Arryn past the huge stone kitchens, all alive with the glitter of copper cauldrons, and the clatter of chopping knives, and the eye-prickling smell of onions. It's just for show. We come to the refectory, and everybody charms up whatever he wants to eat. Saves dishwashing, too. Yes, I see, said Arryn, politely. Of course, novices who haven't learnt the spells yet often lose a good deal of weight their first months here. But they learn. There's one boy from Havnor who always tries for roast chicken, but all he ever gets is millet mush. He can't seem to get his spells past millet mush. He did get a dried haddock along with it yesterday. Gamble was getting hoarse with the effort to push his guest into incredulity. He gave up and stopped talking. What land does the archmage come from? Said that guest, not even looking at the mighty gallery through which they were walking, all carven on wall and arched ceiling with the 1,000-leaved tree. Gaunt, said Gamble. He was a village goatherd there. Now, at this plain and well-known fact, the boy from Enlad turned and looked with disapproving unbelief at Gamble. A goatherd? That's what most Gauntish men are, Unless they're pirates or sorcerers. I didn't say he was a goatherd now, you know. But how would a goatherd become archmage? The same way a prince would. By coming to Roke and outdoing all the masters. By stealing the ring in Atuan. By sailing the Dragon's Run. By being the greatest wizard since Aerith Ackby. How else? They came out of the gallery by the north door. Late afternoon lay warm and bright on the furrowed hills and the roofs of Thwilltown and the bay beyond. There they stood to talk. Gamble said, "Of course that's all long ago now. He hasn't done much since he was named Archmage. They never do. They just sit on Roke and watch the equilibrium, I suppose. And he's quite old now."
"Old? How old?"
"Oh, 40 or 50.
"Have you seen him?"
"Of course I've seen him," Gamble said sharply. The royal idiot seemed also to be a royal snob.
"Often?"
"No. He keeps to himself. But when I first came to Roke, I saw him. In the Fountain Court. I spoke with him there today," Arryn said. His tone made Gamble look at him, and then answer him fully. "It was 3 years ago. And I was so frightened I never really looked at him. I was pretty young, of course. But it's hard to see things clearly in there. I remember his voice, mostly, and the fountain.